daf is Sanhedrin, daf Lamed Aleph, and we're holding on daf Lamed Amud Beis, four lines down from where the wide lines begin, Amar B'chibar Avim. So we had two machloksin on daf Lamed Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the Lamed, on whether or not you can accept and be mitzar of different edim that come. So the Gemara says, Gufa, in the bottom of Lamed Aleph, it says, "Ein edusim mitzarefas yiru shneim ke'echad," until they see it together. Shuv mekarcha imer afilu b'zechazeh, even if they see it one after the other, and most teach this to mean even if it's different days. And then the Gemara goes into what the machlekas is based on, whether or not you can accept or aid this even if they didn't see it together, or they actually had to see the story together. The other machlekas was Rav Nosson in the Tanakhama, of whether or not they have to say their Haggadah's Eidus together in Bezdin. Meaning, even if they saw it, do they have to say the Haggadah's Eidus together in Bezdin? And Rav Nosson says, you don't, the Chum say you do. Amar Reb Chiya bar Avin, Amar Reb Rav, Halach Reb Shua ben Karcha bein b'karkois bein b'metatlin. The Halach would follow like Reb Shua ben Karcha, meaning when the Eidim said Eidus, and the Eidim themselves did not see this Haggadah's, this Maisa that they're saying the Haggadah on together, and it could be it happened at different times even, the Halacha would be that you could accept this testimony as good edus, sai in karkois, and sai in metaltlum. Metaltlum is when they give three different years that the person was machzik in this karka, was sitting on this karka, and we know that someone who has on a karka for 3 years, it's his. So he says the first 3 years of Shemitah, he says the last 3 years. Metaltlum is when, let's say someone owes someone else money. He says, I saw him owe money on Sunday, and he said, I saw him borrow money on Monday. In those cases, the halacha would be like Reb Shuman Karcha, because like we said in Amar Aleph, Almona Shebishtara, that they're being made on the Chiyuv, not on the story. So they're being made that Reuven owes him money, it doesn't matter how or when. Ula Amar Ula argues on Rav, halacha Reb Shuman Karcha b'karkois, by karka you could accept it, avaloi b'metaltlin, but where it comes to movable objects, you cannot accept it, and the edus is not mitzarv. Omle Abaya halacha mechlau de pligi. Now Abaya says to Ula, you said the halacha is like Reb Shuman Karcha only by karkois, meaning that the Chachamim argue on him by karkois. I have Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Moedim Chacham Rav Shuman Be'edus Karka. The Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that the Chachamim are Moedim to Rav Shuman Karcha when it comes to Karka, and they only argue on him by Metaltlin. So how could you say, Ula, that the Halacha is like Reb Shuman Karcha by Karkois? It would seem like the Chachamim would be arguing on him, which is why you have to speak out that the Halacha follows the Shita of Reb Shuman Karcha. We know that in the name, at least Reb Abba said in the name of Huna Marav, that the Chachamim are moited to Reb Shuman Karcha by Karka. The Tani, Rav Idi Bar Oven, ben Ezekin de Bekarna, when they were learning Ezekin in the Beis Medrash of Karna, moitim chamler Reb Shuman Karcha be'edus bechor, be'edus karka, be'edus chazaka. V'chein shebeben v'shebebas. The Chachamim are moided to Rabbi Shuv and Karcha by three different edus. Edus b'char, that the halacha was when a person had a b'char, you had to give it to the kohen. B'zman beis hamikdash, you would take that b'char without a blemish and be makriv part of it to the mizbeach, and the kohanim would get the other part of it. B'zman hazeh, where there's no beis hamikdash, we had to wait for a mum to fall onto this animal for it to become mutter. Once a mum fell on it, it would become mutter. What would happen was the kahanim would become impatient, and they would go and be matal their own mum. They put their own mum on this animal. If they put the mum on the animal, the halacha was that the chachamim were kanser them, that they nailed it's not mutter to them, even though they would claim that the mum fell automatically. No, if you put a mum by yourself, even though theoretically an bechor with a mum is mutter, this one would be aser. So the Chachamim are moed to Reb Shuvan Karcha that when they say Eidus on a mum, that the mum came by itself and you didn't put it on it, and someone else is mitzarf with that Eidus, that would be good enough, and it's matter the Bechor Bachila. Ube Eidus Karcha, we just said. Ube Eidus Chazaka, that where a person's made, that there's a chazaka, we know 3 years. In 3 years, then it's a good edus. Shebeben, shebebas, that there's a gedola, and the Gemara now was going to go into what the edus of shebeben v'shebebas is. Thank you. So you see that what? That the chachamim are moida to the Reb Shuvan Karcha by these three things. And one of them is karka. The Gemara, gavra. Gavra karam is what you're asking one amira to another amira. Marasav Pligi, Ula holds that the Chum would argue on Reb Shuv ben Karcha, and therefore he says that the Reb Shuv ben Karcha, the halacha would follow him by Karkois. Umarasav Loi Pligi, and the Alman Dama holds that they do not argue. My v'chein ben shabbas. What does the Gemara mean when it says v'chein ben shabbas? Ilim echad oimer echad begav oimer achas bekreisa. If you say that each one's giving edus on one here, one sar in different parts of the body, and we know you need two sars to become a gedola, and he's saying that Reuven's saying he saw one sar, Shimon's saying he saw another sar in different parts of the body. Hay chatzi davar o chatzi edusu. This is not a complete edus from two different people. Each one is only saying a half edus because you need two sars, not one sar. So it's not even a complete edus from each person. Ela echad amishtayim agav v'achad amishtayim kreso. What must be the case is that both of them are saying a complete edus, but they're not saying it together. And that's what it means that you can be mitzar of them, even though they're two different Cyrus in two different places, and they didn't say it together. It's a good Avis. Amar Rabbi Yosef, I know Amin Meshmedu Ula. I heard in the name Ula Loch Rabbi Shuva Makacha Beim Karkoz Beim Metatlin. Sai by Karkov and Sai by Metatlin. Meaning, not like we just learned. Rav was the one who said that the halach is like in Karka and Metatlin, and Ula was the one who said only by Karka. Zokt Rabbi Yosef, I heard in the name of Ula that the halach is like in both in Karkam Tatum. Rabbanu da Asim Mechuzoy Amri, the Rabbanu that came from Mechuza said, Om Rab Zerim Shem de Rav, Rab Zerim said in the name of Rav, also the opposite like we learned, that only Bekarkois, Bekarkois and Avaloy Bimetatlan. Zoktimo, Rav Lakamed Amr Rav, Hoida Achar Aido, Hoida Achar Avom Mitztarfi. Halach would be, if let's say the Eidos came that Reuven was, one aide said that Reuven was moida that he owed Shimon money. And then another aide came said, and they said the same thing, Reuven was moida that he owed Shimon money on Monday, not on Sunday like the first aide said. Or hayda achava, the first aide came and said that Reuven lent Shimon money on Sunday. And the second aide came and said, Reuven was moida to me that he owed Shimon money on Monday. That's good aides. But halva achar halva, or halva achar aido, loy mitzdarfi. If let's say one aide said Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on Sunday, the other aide said Reuven borrowed Shimon money on Monday, that's not a good aides. Because they're both talking about a specific story that happened on two different days, so that's not good. Or the same thing if you say halva achar aido, that one aide said on Sunday Reuven told me he owes Shimon Monday. And then the other aide said that on Monday, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Again, it doesn't seem like it would make sense, such a story, because the stories don't shtim. Loi mitztarfi, that's not good. And that's all Rav that said these halachs of Haidon halva. Ashkei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Huna bar Reida, Rishua Amalei, Maishna halva achar halva d'leiv mona kachazi. Hai, loi kachazi hai. Why, when you say the story of the two borrowings, that one happened on Sunday, one happened on Monday, doesn't work because they're saying edus on two different $100. This one's mana, the kachazi hai, the $100 that this person saw, like kachazi hai, the other person didn't see. Hoida achar da nami, the same thing with hoida. A mana de kamoidi kami, hai, loik moidi kame hai. That on the mana, that the first cat, the first aid is being moida on, the second is not being moida on. So tomorrow, no. They're both being moida on the same hoida. Why? The amalei, because the person who's being moida says, lahai basu. He says to the second aid, by the way, bahai mono, the idea le kamoch, idea nami kame plaini. I'm being moida that I owe Reuven money. By the way, that money that I'm being moida to them, that I owe, I was moida to so-and-so also yesterday. Fractimara, kati basra yoda kamola yoda. Still, there's a problem that the second aid doesn't know. The first aid doesn't know that the second aid has this aidus. So how are they mitzarf? Because nebu who aid? The hader azo amalei lekamoch. No, he goes back to the first guy and he says, by the way, haymanu da adu lekamoch, adu lenami kamei plani. He tells him, by the way, I told Shimon about the same chiyuv. Now they both know that there was a hayda on this mana. Everyone's in sync. They could give aidus on this. Amalei tenuach daiti sheyasnachne yasaiti. He says, you calm me down. I understand now the difference between how it works by hayda achar hayda, because the guy was moida, it's beautiful. So he says, Amalei, my nichusa derava. My nichusa. Exactly how did I calm you down? You shouldn't be calm from this. He says, derava vitim Rav Sheshes, shoda bo naraga. He took this and he says he upslugged it, like he threw a spear into, meaning he uprooted this whole teretz of hayda achar hayda. He's talking about that I came to so-and-so and I told him, it was full disclosure. By the way, I told you I owe $100 to Reuven. I told that to Shimon also. And then he went to Shimon. He said, by the way, I told you $100 to Reuven. I told that to Levi also. That doesn't work. Why? Because then if that was the case and that was the scenario, that's the exact same thing of Hayda Achar Halva. So why would the Gemara need to say Hayda Achar Hayda and Hayda Achar Halva? It's the same exact case if you're going and giving full disclosure to everyone. He says, oh, now I understand that they say about you people that you go and you cut down the cedar tree and then you go and replant it again. Meaning, you're making me crazy. You're saying, I have a kash on you, you give me a teretz. I say a teretz is good, you say, no, it's not good. So you're just going back and forth. You go and plant and uproot and plant and uproot. What's going on over here? Everything is mitzaref. If I tell you I borrowed money on Sunday and I borrowed money on Monday, if I moida, if I saw the maizas, no matter what, Sunday and Monday is always mitzaref. Two different edus. And why? Commander Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, because it stems like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha.
Even if it's two different loans, right? Just coin this pshat.
Even if they're saying that Reuven lent the money on Sunday, and then the next guy says Reuven lent the money on Monday, so the edus is mitzaref, because again they're saying on the chiyuv that Shimon owes Reuven $100. They're not talking about the story that's mechakish, which is actually going to...
No,
even though they're not talking about the same story that happened, which would be a different $100 seemingly, but that's Rabbi Shua Makarcha's din, that the Edus is not talking about the story or the details. They're not getting caught up, so to speak, in the details. They're talking about the chiyuv of Shimon to Reuven, that he has a chiyuv of $100. However, I got there, we're going to forget about. Similar to Pagini Dibura or Amman Shabashtar Heimoidim, all those cases of where you kind of shave away all the details of how the person has the chayiv, now you just look at the plain chayiv. But it's going to segue right into this Gemara. There's two types of things when you check out Edom. There's chakiris and then there's bdikas, or drishas. The chakiris are things that can make you vulnerable to becoming Edom Zayimim. The time, the day, the place, all those things that you're saying. You're saying, on Sunday, when I was standing on Fifth Avenue at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I saw Reuven do this and this. So all those details, if someone comes and says, how could that be? You were in Miami with me, you become Edom Zayimim. Then there's Chakir, the Drishas and Bidikas are on the minor details, but they're prevalent to the story that shows that you're an honest guy, of how big was the building that he was in front of. Was it a commercial spot? Was it a real estate spot? Was it on the street? Was he on the sidewalk? Was he wearing a black shirt? Was he wearing a white shirt? All those things are details in the story to prove your integrity and your honesty, but they don't make you vulnerable to the Edom Zayimim part. So if you get schlugged up by Dina Nefashis, universally we understood that to mean that if you get schlugged up on these, we would patter you and we'd let you go because it shows that you're a liar, even though it doesn't put you on the hook for the same Oynish. By Dina Bamnes, Zakhtar Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Edus, Amachakash, Zuazu, Bibdikas, Ksher, it's a good Edus. Bedine mamnes, only by dine mamnes. Amar Rav, Mestavrim, Milsa, Rabbi Yehuda, Be'echad, Omer, Aaron, Kishchayr. One person says that there was a black purse. Be'echad, Omer, Aaron, Kilavan, the other person says it was a white pocketbook. Abel Echad, Omer, Mana, Shachar, Be'echad, Omer, Mana, Lav. And that's only in the details of the story, which wasn't on the actual meat and potatoes of the story. It means he's not talking about the dollar bills and saying, I'm telling you that he gave him 250s, he didn't give him 100. But if he says, let's say, Mana, Lavan, and Mana Shachar, where there's a new coin and an old coin, it's like saying the currency of the dollars that he actually lent him, that's Mamash on the meat and potatoes. Emet Star, from then it wouldn't be a good Eidos, even though, again, they're not necessarily Eidim that are Shakronim, because maybe they're saying two different things, but they wouldn't be able to be Emet Star to say the Eidos. Now it seems like, from Rabbi Yehuda, that if the guy says that one was a black purse and one was a white purse, meaning one was wearing a black shirt and one was wearing a white shirt, and his dinner nefashas, then it would seem like Rabbi Yehuda, only by dinner mamonis, it's not a good, it's not a problem. But it's the ask Zimara that by dinner nefashas, it's not good. But Amar of Chizah, Echonom of Sayev Hargay, Echonom of Ariran Hargay, Ainzanach, and it's not good to eat this, where it says exactly how this person was killed. This guy says he killed him with a sword. This guy says he killed him with a spear. Then the Eidos is Eidos Mukhashis, and you can't be mitzar of these Eidim. But Echadar Mekalev Shchayrim, Echadar Mekalev Levanim, both of them, sometimes he's wearing black clothing, all of them he's wearing white clothing. Harei Zanach, and you could be mitzar of the Eidos. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that it's only by Dina Mamanis, that it's not a good Eidos, but by Dina Nefashis? Then it would be Abgeschlagen, We have a Rav Chisda that says that it is good eidus. So Gemara again, Gavra Karam is asking two different people. These are two different people. They can argue. Nardoi says even when they talk about the actual meat and potatoes of the story, but it's not in the things that are mazim them. It's the talking about the currency that was lent. One says it was a new currency, shachar, old currency, shachar. The other one said it was new currency, it was lavan. Still, it's good eidus. Why? Again, kaman Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha. It would stim like Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha. It says don't get caught up with the details, as long as they're talking about the same end result. Maybe Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha only said it when they're mamish not machesh each other. Over here, they're talking about something where they're saying two different stories happened, and each one is disputing the other one by saying no, it wasn't white, it was black. The other one says no, it was black, it wasn't white. No, must be this price of holds like this Tana. The Tana Reb Shimon ben Elazar Melech Nach Beisham Beisil Lash Teki Deidim Shayachzam Masayim Beachzam Mana Yeshayish Becham Masayim Mana. Two groups of Edim come. One says Reuven owes Shimon $200. The other one says he owes him $100. It's good. There's no machleks between Masham and Beisil. Everyone holds that Yesh Bechlam Masayim Mana, that they're both Moedim that he owes him at least $100, even though they're saying two different amounts. But as long as they hold that each one holds that they're both moida that he owes him $100, it would be a good eidus. Alma nechleku. So where is the machleik between Mesham and Mesil? Kat achas Mesham and nechleku eidus and Mesil and Yesh b'chlam asayim mana. On one kat of eidim, you have two eidim that come into Bezim. Reuven says he borrowed $200. Shimon says he owes him $100. So then they're being machesh each other. So when they're being machesh each other, even though you're right, $200 also has $100 in it, then it wouldn't be good according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, nechlu eidus, something you split it up. It's a good eidus. Let's say they're talking about wine and vinegar, wine and oil. One person says he borrowed, he owes him a jug of wine. The other one says he owes him a jug of oil. Have a story like this happened. They came to Rav Ami. Rav Ami made them pay this jug of wine. Why? Because wine was of the lesser value. So it was like one person said he owed him $200. The other person said he owed him $100. He was mechuyev to pay him this wine. Migu chavisa demashcha, from within the jug of oil. Kaman kum shim lazar. It seems like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that says that loy nechleku beisham lebeisil ashtei.
It's even worse because it's not even mechlal. It's two different kinds.
Oh, see, mamish mechamim to the Gemara. Shimbalah just says that $200 has $100 in it, so when they say two different things, as long as it's you give the minimum amount, Mandy's asking, it's two different jugs, it's two different minim. One's oil and one's wine, you're right, the money value of it. The oil, the wine is the lesser money value, so you could give him that and be yoitz of that money value, but still, they're two different minim. You're going to say it's a different thing. It's like you're talking about the money value. This one says he borrowed the amount of money that a jug of oil costs. This one said he borrowed the amount of money that a jug of wine costs. So you give them the lesser amount. Let's say you have two people standing on Fifth Avenue again. One person says that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon when he was standing on the third floor across the street. The other one said he was in, no, he wasn't on the third floor, he was on the fifth floor, right? The men's shoe department and the men's suit department. So the halacha would be that, like stimming and continuing in the theme, Amar Chanina Maisu Balafnei Rabbi, the Tzir of Eidusim, it's a good Eidus, because again, don't get caught up with the details. Bottom line is, he owes him money. The Gemara goes into a little bit of a lighter and more Sanhedrin-like note. The story was, they came out of Bezdin convened, the jury convened, they came out, and they said, we came to Maskana. We know that the Maskana doesn't have to mean it was unanimous. The person who wasn't Mechayiv, the Nitva, should not go and tell him, by the way, I was on your side, the other people followed me. That's what the Mishnah says. Tanu Rabban. The Rabbanan says, how do you know that you shouldn't do that? Now, we would think it's logical that you don't go and instigate a fight, Pnei Darkei Shalom, or many other reasons. But the Rabban said, where do you know that? You can't go out of Bezdin, this Dayan shouldn't go out and say, Lo yoyim areini mzakev echaveri mechaivim, that I was the guy who stuck up for you, and my buddies who were on the Bezdin with me said that, no, you're mechayiv. Avol ma asa shechaveri rovo, like, what could I do? They fought with me about it. Tamalayim alay selich rochel ba'amecha, that you shouldn't be a tail bearer in your nation, meaning you shouldn't go and say Lashon Hara. What does this have to do with Lashon Hara? But Omer would bring down a pasuk. Mishlei Hoylech Rachel Magalasayit. Rachel is someone who goes and reveals a secret. Ahu Talmida, and there was a story that there was a Talmud, the Nafak Alakala, the Goli Milsa, the Itmer Be Midrasha, Basar Esrin, Betartin Shnin. There was a story, and there was a rumor that he went and said over Lashon Hara that was spoken 22 years ago in the Beis Medrash of Rav Ami. Afke Rav Ami, Mibay Midrasha, Vomer Dain Gale Razia. He kicked him out of yeshiva, and he told him, this is someone who goes and reveals secrets. And why Rav Ami, the Rif and the Rosh speak out, had to go and make that disclaimer of why he got kicked out of yeshiva, of that he was the one who's Megala Soyed this, the Rosh and the Rif point out. But the bottom line is that it's also Megala Soyed, and it's based on the Pasuk and Mishlei of Hoylech Rachel Megala Soyed. So just to exhale for one moment, the Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Mechilos, Klaches, Halacha, right, in Klaches, Simen Hay, Mibar Maim Chaim, or Zion over there, he speaks out the Isser of Gilui Said. But I want to quote to you Rabbeinu Yoina. And the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Chassidus Shfarim go crazy. They take this mamish to all lengths of a Gilui Said, that the Pnim of a person is the Said, and the Chatzainis is the Golui, and how a person should always B'tzniusa, and Taka, even the Litvisha, Mepharshim and the Mesnagdashim Mepharshim talk about also how a person is a tenua, as a person who keeps a secret. But I want to read to you a fascinating and powerful Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina, a Rishon in Shari Tshuva, one of the classic Shar Gimel Ois Reish Chofei. Chayev Adam Lahaster Asoyda Shei Galo Elav Chaveri Derech Seisar. A person who tells you a secret in confidence, you have to keep that secret. Even if it's insignificant, he tells you, by the way, we're going to Florida for the weekend, please don't tell anyone. Or he tells you, by the way, I finished Shas, I don't want anyone to know about it. Whatever he tells you, you have to keep it a secret. Even if there's nothing negative in it. Because a lot of times it come out of Hezek. What's the second reason? A person who reveals a Soyid goes out from the Gidrei Tznius. And he's going and breaking the trust and the deal that he has with the person who told him this secret. He says it in one place in Mishlei. If you see someone who doesn't know how to keep a secret, a guy who constantly tells you, oh, by the way, don't tell Yana that I told you, but this and this. So you keep on saying that, FYI, first of all, he says it about your secrets also. So just when you tell him that thing of your closing that you're going to do, he's going to tell it the next guy also and just tell him not to tell you. But he says, "Avo b'shem machshav asoyda hu in rechilus benon machaveri to v'eyu amida azoysli as hoylech rochel." A person who constantly reveals other people's secrets is going to end up being a talebearer and going to be a baal hashanara. Shuhu arba kitz roiz. We know that a hoylech rochel is from the terrible four katim. Achri asher ains fosov b'rshusoy l'shoimam. The golden words of Rabbeinu Yoina is that his lips are not in his possessions to watch over, meaning the guy doesn't have any control over his mouth. A person who goes and constantly berates people, belittles people, makes up stories, he's a person who doesn't have control over his mouth. And we know that the koyach of a person is always to be a keeper of secrets. And a person who doesn't know how to keep his secrets is the same lack of control that he can't keep a secret. He can't either control himself from speaking Dvarim Asurim and making up stories and doing all those things. Oydamru, says Rabbeinu Yoina, al tafkid soyidcha lemisha hoylech rachol. How do you know who you should tell a secret to? A guy who doesn't talk Lashon Hara. Because a person who doesn't talk Lashon Hara has the opposite mahila. You know that he does have control over himself. Akhri asher enenu shaymer swasim in arachilos. Because the person who doesn't know how to watch the mouth from has their soitcha. Don't trust him with your secret. And he says, the Chofetz Chaim brings down this Rikachas that the Makar of this din, that the Isra of Gilei Soit Shtams from Mechilos, is actually from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Laman Aleph and Aleph, that Hoylech Rachel Megala Soit. And I just want to quote to you a Medrash, just one word that the famous thing of the three reasons that the Klal Yisrael is Nigalu, Mitzrayim, Shloishinus, L'shoinam, Abusham, and L'shoinam. The Medrash says in a few different places that B'shvil Dalet Dvarim Nigalu. L'shoinam al-busham l'shoinam. And he says, like, gilu masterin, that they didn't go and reveal secrets. How do you know that Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, kept secrets? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told them that, by the way, in 12 months' time, we have a trick that we're going to pull. We're going to go and borrow things, clay kesef and clay zav from the Mitzrayim, and just don't imagine if someone would have told the Mitzrayim, by the way, in 12 months, we're going to really, just don't tell anyone, but we're going to be borrowing golden things. The whole thing wouldn't have worked and would have been foiled. Says then that, says the Medrash, that because of this thing, that they were Megala Soid, they went and they were zeicha to the geula, and that is evolved to lashon hara. And it says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Achi neida adavar dasan aviram," went and said over the secret, "Shemat meneu b'choil soida Hashem mirev," that a person who is a person in control over his mouth, he controls it in all areas. He doesn't say sheker, he doesn't say mitzi shemra, he doesn't say lashon hara, and he namagala soid. A person who does what's right, he speaks the way he's supposed to speak. That's a person who's actually, again, Gilui Razeh, the Ram Melchizedek, brings down all these things, and that's, it all comes from the same Makar of a person who's in control over his mouth and says all these things. Agav, Rav Ami threw a Talmud at a yeshiva, so there was an interesting Shaila, maybe I'll save it for the end just to make sure we have time for the rest of the daf, and then I'll save the story about throwing out kids from yeshiva in contemporary halacha. Definitely above my pay grade. Kol's mancha may be raya soyser es hadin. The halacha is as follows. Someone who has had a court case, bezdin, and lamaisa, after it was adjourned, he found edim or he found the shtar raya. So this is not a dictatorship. Go and present your case, not the bezdin. Let's say bezdin told him, if you have any proof, bring it. You have 30 days to bring it. Then you have taka 30 days at the limit. After 30 days, you can't go and bring your proof. What are you going to do? The guy couldn't find the Edom, or he couldn't find the Shtar. He found it after 30 days. So why are you penalizing him because it took him longer to find these Edom? So he taka disagrees and he says, no, even after 30 days, even if they gave him that limit, that wouldn't prevent him from bringing it and reopening the case. Let's say they said, bring proof. He says, I don't have any proof. He says, bring a star. He says, I don't have any star. But then he went and brought a raya. He found the edim, raya, and a klum. It's not anything. It's not a good raya. That's Shitas Chacham. Again, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues. Now we found witnesses. He didn't know if he had the shtar raya. Now umatzar raya, he found it in the attic, tucked away somewhere. Rosh Mishchayi b'din ba'omer, kibru plenu, plenu b'iduni, oichahitza raya m'tachas pundosi. Let's say he saw that they were about to be mechayiv. He said, by the way, I have edim. Or they said, you're about to be mechayiv in the $100. He says, I have a shtar. No, that already looks fishy. I raise a klum. Then even Rav Shimon Gamliel will be moided at that. It's worthless because you waited until the last minute, the 11th hour, when you saw you were losing your case. Then you want to go and start bringing rice and aiden. That's not good enough. Amar Rabbi Huna Alachka Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Huna Ein Alachka Devircham. Rabbi Huna says that the Alach is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that even after 30 days you can go and open up this case, and it's not like the Chachamim who argue. Frankly, more Pshita. Okay. Self understood. You say Alachka Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's obviously not like the Chachamim. Keep the Amar Alachka Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Mele Yodanu Dein Alachka Chacham. Why are you speaking it out? Ma'udzim. I would think Hanamil Lechatchila. Avad the Eved Shaper Dami. Maybe I'll think that only Lechatchila, but the Eved. No, you could go like the Chacham. Kamashmal and Hay Ovid Mahadrin Olay. That you can Halachas like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but the Eved as well. Omle Havel Edim. And you said Ainli Edim. Or he says bring a Raya. You said I don't have a Shtar Raya. So the Machlokes Chacham and Rav Shimon Gamliel again, if whether or not you can reopen the case. Amar Rabbi Bar, who know? Amar Rabbi Yechon Allah Gidiver Chachamim. Over here we're saying the opposite is like Chachamim, that you cannot reopen the case afterwards. For Amar Rabbi Rabbi Huna, Amar Rabbi Yechon Ein Allah Gidiver Shimon Gamliel. Again, Pshita Akim Da Amar Allah Gidiver Chachamim and Melu Yadana Dien Allah Gidiver Shimon Gamliel. Once you speak out the Allah like Chachamim, we understand that it's not like his their Bar Plukta Rav Shimon Gamliel. So why are you speaking that out? That Ein Allah Gidiver Shimon Gamliel. But in the rest of the halachs, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues on his friends, then the halach would be like him. La fuke mahadur amar rabba barbar chana, not rabba barbar huno, Baravuna, Rabbi Machana says, Om Rabbi Yechon, Allah Magam, Kol Magam Shanam Gamliel Mishnah Seinu, Allah Kamboise. Anywhere where Shim Gamliel argued in the Chum in our Mishnah, the Allah would be like in Chutz, except by Arev, where case is that whether there's a machlokes whether or not you're allowed to go and mun from the Arev, the guarantor of the loan, before you go to the Levi, even if the Levi has Nechasim, so we don't pass like Rabbi Shim Gamliel in that case, according to Rabbi Bar Machana. V'tzidon, and the halacha that they paskined in Tzidon, which was a story that happened that a husband told the wife, this is your get, amnas, that you'll give me my itztala, which was my talis, and she lost his talis. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel let her go and reimburse him with money. The Chum argues and says, no, it's not a good get. The Raya Achreina, and this second machloikis in our Mishnah, that what? That the halacha is not like him, but rather it's like the Chum. So Rabbi Bar Bachana said the halacha is not like him in those three instances. Rabbi Bar Bachana says, no, only in our Mishnah it's not like him, but in everything else, including Tzidon and Arev, it would be like him. Yunuka, there was a story with a Yosem, the Tavu Ledina. They brought him to din. Kameder Rav Nachman in front of Nachman. Amle Islach Sadi. So Nachman says, my child, do you have Eden? Amle Loi. Isle Raya, do you have a star that proves that you don't owe money, meaning that your father paid him back? Amle Loi. He said, no. Chayve Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, you mechayev to pay him back. Have a kabach of also. So he started screaming, crying, and wailing. He made a whole scene. Shamu Hanach Inshi, these people heard about what happened because he made a huge scene. We know the story that happened with your father, and we know that you're not mechayev to pay anymore. We could be your witnesses. No, Yosem is not mechayev to know all his father's affairs of what went on with whether or not he paid him back or he didn't pay him back. Mela, the fact that he said he didn't have witnesses, he taka didn't know. But in this case, even though he said it, even though in our Mishnah where the Chum say that if the guy explicitly says he doesn't have witnesses or he doesn't have a star, he can't go back on that and it's paskind, over here it would be different. Hayyid said there was a woman, Dinovik Shara Matuzi Yoda. She was a shlish. She was the trusted party that two other people entrusted her with a star of Reuven owing Shimon money. Omra Le Yodana Bahashar de Paru. And she said, by the way, I know that this star is already paid up. Reuven doesn't owe Shimon the money anymore. Hemni Rav Nachman believed Amle Rabbler, Rav Nachman Kaman. Who are you going to look? Rebbe. Damar Oisin Sifkin Masir. Since Rebbe holds that you could be koina a star, which is letters, bimisira, she was already koina bimisira, so now she has full bias to say whether or not it's paid up. Omle Shano, Shani Acha. You could say that even if you go, not like Rebbe, that you don't need, that Masir is not enough to be koina a star, you really need, generally need a real Kenyan. The boy Kasa, she could have gone and destroyed the star. And if she wanted to go and destroy this star and not bring it to Bezdin at all, we could be nothing to do to be Goyve the Choyve anyways. So this, therefore, she's believed b'migu. What's a migu? Migu, that she could have destroyed the star. She's believed to say that the star is paid up. But in general, when you give over a star, it's not enough to give it over, and that's enough to make the kidney. Rather, you need to make a real kidney. Ikadami, another nusach of this memra was, lehemni. Nachman didn't believe him. Amli Rabbler, Nachman, Vaha, Iboya, Kalse, she could go and destroy the star. So why don't you believe her? Kim Neschazik Beidino, since it's already Neschazik, we already established that this star is already a good star, and it's not Mizuyev, Memela Migu doesn't work to say that it's paid up, that she could have destroyed it. Migu, she could have destroyed it, because that wouldn't be good enough to say that the star is not a good star. Esve, how can you say the Rav Menachem, Rav asked the Kasher Menachem, Simpen, a star that the borrower has that says that he paid up his loan, like a receipt. She Yeshla, Beidin, that has Eidim Miskayim, Chosamav, you should go and be Miskayim, you should authenticate it with the signatures on it to say that it's not a star Mezoyev. And then it's a good receipt. Eidla, Beidim, if it doesn't have Eidim, Yatsim, Tachas, Yidei, Shlish, and it came out of the hand of a trusted third party, Yashi, Yatsim, Achar, Chitim, Stars. Or it goes at the simpum was on the Shtar Hava itself, and which was in the hands of the Malva, and it was under the signatures of the Edim, it's kosher. Al Mushlish Mahamad. So you see that a third person is believed to say that the Chayv was paid up, even when the Shtar Chayv was established as a kosher Shtar Chayv in Bezin. Al Mushlish Mahamad, you have to do Rav Nachman, you have to take a good upslag. Ki also, Gavdimi Amr Bechon Loimim, maybe Rai, but Soysa Ashe Yistim Tan Oysav. A person can always go and reopen a case until you finalize all the tainus. What does it mean that you finalize all this tainus? Yoimer kirvu plainu plainu beiduni. And if let's say you went and you were soysim all the tainas, meaning the court was adjourned, you finished all your tainas, and then again you see the person, the bezin is about to be mechayev you. You say, oh, so and so and so and so is going to be made when they're going to save me in the 11th hour. That's not good enough. He goof akasha. The price itself doesn't make sense. Amrit yistazim tanoisov asol norabonon. It seems like they're abonon. That once you go and you end all the tainas, you can't go and reopen the case. Bahado amar, and then you said the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel that he's moideh, where you said in the 11th hour, bring me those edim or bring me that shtar, and that will save me. Bahado amar kivru ish plenty plenty meyadunia asol Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha. V'chitei mekul Rav Shimon Gamliel prushkam b'farish. And if you're going to say that, no, you're reading it wrong. The whole brisa of Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan is Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha, and it's explaining it. That what does it mean that the tainus were finalized, that until the 11th hour, and then when this guy says, bring these witnesses and they'll testify for me, that's not good enough. That no, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel in that case. If let's say the Bezin tells him, bring Edim. V'omer, and he answers, ain't li Edim. Hav a raya, or they said to him, bring a raya. V'omer, ain't li raya, and he answers, I don't have proof. Avobo, Edim, dinas hayam. But let's say it was a fluke case. That there, the Edim came from a faraway land. Or let's say the father gave a trusted person this shtar that he paid up as chayiv, and now again it was a unique case and a fluke that this guy came from far and there was no way that he could have known about it. Then a raising maybe raya v'soyser, you could reopen the case and bring this as proof, and it's not a stira to the chachamim, similar to the case of the yanuka that we had in Amanav, that where he's not expected to know about it, or it was a fluke case that it makes sense, then it's good. He also Rav Dimi Rabbi Yochanan, another thing that Rav Dimi said in the name of Yochanan. Person wants to be tough, and one baldin says that he wants to do the din over here, and the other one says that he wants to do a makam avad where bezdin convenes, where they're allowed to meet the chamim. You can force them to go to the more learned bezdin. Amr lefanim, so they said in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Blaza, Rabbi. Me, Shendoisa Bakhavari Mana Yoitzi Mana Al Mana. You know, Ruben lends Shimon $100. And he says, by the way, I want to travel to California because there's a very chashuv bezin over there, and that's where I want to do it. So you're going to make him spend $600 to go to California to be among the $100 that he lent him. Elo Kaifanoisa Vidon Beiroi. Rather, no. You can force him to convene the Beis Din that it sits in his city. Let's say you're not sure and you want to send a letter asking them, you know, exactly what to do to the Beis Din Agadol that's not in their city. So then you could do that. You could send the letter to this Beis Din Agadol, and the Beis Din Agadol can go and write back the response. And then you base it on that letter, you can do it. Ve'im Omar Kisu Tnuli Me'ezetam Dantuni. Then let's say you're in this city. You sent a letter to California to the Chashuv Beis Din to get their opinion. They went, they sent it back, and now the Beis Din in our city convened and they came out with a final psak. The Nitva, the Mechayev, could say, can I see the reasoning of your psak based on what you sent? Kaisum Noisli, they have to give it to him. And he could go back and, so to speak, bring it to the Beis Din of the Beis Avad and show them exactly the time of why this local Beis Din came out with that psak. By Yavama Elach Zach Yavam, the Yavama always goes to the city of the Yavam, Lahatira, so that the Yavam could go and do Chalitza. Ad Kama. The Gemara says, until how far does the Yavam have to travel to go to the city of the Yavam? Ramame Afilu Mitvaria, let's go even from Tvaria, which is the big city, and the Bezin was very chashev, still, she has to go to Tzipori, which is the small city, and go if the Yavam lives there. Amar of Kana Mikra, where do you know? From Koral Zikne Iroi, the Loi Zikne Ira, because it says in the Pasuk that the Zkenim of his city call out by Chalitza, and not her city, meaning that she is obligated to go to the city of the Yavam, not to the, and can't force him to come to the bigger city of Tver, even though there's more Chazra Bezin. Amar Meme Hilchso Kaifan Oisai, Behilk Mokam Avad. The halacha is that you could force him to go to the city, the place of the vad. Amar Bashi Lemeva, Amar Rabbi Elazar Koyvenoiz V'Dambi. You're right. Aye, we have a memra in the name of Rabbi Elazar that you have to convene bezin. Locally, Hanu Meichadog Amar Leiv LeMalva. Malva, I would Leiv LeIshmalva. But where the Malva wants to do it, the Leiva, the borrower, is the Eved to the Ishmalva. The Gemara, this parak, the parak ends off on a lighter note. Sholchulei, they sent the Bezdin of Tveria, sent Lamar Ukva, who was the Av Bezdin in Bavel. Lidizivlei kebarbasya, to the person who Mar Ukva has such a beautiful face, like Barbasya, the son of Basya, who the Mefarshim speak out, was Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the son of Basya. We know that Basya raised Moshe Rabbeinu in Beis Paroi, and therefore, and we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a handsome man, so he's talking to Mar Ukva, who has the ziv of Barbasya. Interestingly enough, why was Mar Ukva, where did he get this shine, this ziv? So it's a fascinating and very powerful lesson that we can all learn from this. The Rashi brings it down. Kshemoshe shu ben Basi, Moshe was like the son of Basi. L'misha makrin she mekaren or panov k'moshe rabbeinu she gidlosei Basi baspari. Loshen acher kabas basi k'moshe shu ben bias. Moshe was like a ben bias by Hashem b'chol beisi nemanu l'diziv le'ashem shu chacham. Because of chacham adam tar upon him, the wisdom of a person lights up his face. Umatzasi says Rashi b'sefer agad. I found the story. Shehoy mar ukva bal tshuva. Mar ukva was bal tshuva. What do you mean bal tshuva? Not like the nowadays bal tshuva, but rather he was a person who did tshuva. Shenosan einov biisha achas. The he'ele liboy tina v'nafel b'cheli. Mar ukva wanted to have a relationship with a certain woman, and he was desiring her so strongly that he mamish got sick over her. Nafshi choylas abasecha. Ve'eshes ishoysa. There was one problem. She was a married woman who was also him. L'yam nitzuchol l'avas menu m'toich doicha nisratzis lay. Day came. She was desperate for cash. She came to Mar Ukva to borrow money, and she was willing to do literally anything to get this money. And this was his day. The kovash es yitzroi, and he went and overcame his yitzahara, upatra l'sholim b'nisrapa. And he said, here's the money, take care. And nothing went on between them. And Baruch Hashem, it was patra l'sholim. And he got healed because he overcame his yitzahara. K'shoyitza yoytza l'shuk, hoyener doylik b'roishim in shamayim. When he went out to the shuk, to the marketplace, there was a candle, there was a light shining down on him from heaven. Hashem kach karle Reb Nosson tzitzisa, and because of this, Reb Nosson in Masechet Shabbos from Vomim Beis called him nutzisa, like a nitzos of eish. Hachinami lahay kasu lehachi Hashem ma'or sheizereach alav. So to over here, the bezdin of Tveria. Imagine what a haskam it is to get it from the bezdin of Tveria. The Badat Eidus HaCharedus sends you in America the person who shines because he overcame his taiva, a one-time story of Yesh Kana Elamai B'Shal Achas, brings to mind Mamish Nailer, I'm putting my head. I heard over from the Shemer Emunim, Baal Shemer Emunim Zechat Tzadik Gavracha, that he says that when a person is Kovish his Yetzahara to not look at a Riyah Asura, a person has a taiva to look at something that is usher to look at, and he's Kovish Yitzhar and he doesn't look at it, it's a Zman Misugal to Daven. Because a person overcame such an Nisayan, if he davens at that time, the Rebbein Shalom will answer his tefillas. And we see over here, Mamish, one Maisa that went and changed the whole landscape of where Mar Ukva was headed. We don't know what small deed that was Beinoyu Bein Shemayim. It wasn't like he did a chesed for someone. It wasn't like he married someone, he took a job in a certain city. It was something that would seemingly have no effect on the rest of his life. It was between him and God that he would only see the dividends lost love. But no, it affected the rest of his life that the Bezin of Tveria went and the whole world saw this shine that came and emanated from him. But anyhow, they sent him the person who looks like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalom. Shalom Aleichem. Ukvan habavli, ukvan abayrak hakadmono. He was screaming in front of us, Yirmiyah ochi hevra aleyaderech. Yirmiyah, my brother, acted not properly with me. Other Mepharshim say that it doesn't mean he acted not properly with him, but rather not monetarily, but rather acted not properly. And Rashi says another pshat, Rabbeinu Chananel, that he heard him. Rashi says, Rabbeinu Chananel says he heard him. Rashi says he was mesaris him. Either way, Yirmiyahu really did him in. V'amrulai, and they said to V'imrulai, go tell Yirmiyahu Bavli, you Marukva, go tell Yirmiyahu Bavli, Hisiyua, make him come to Bezdin. V'yiru paneinu b'tvarya, so that we could come and convene a Bezdin over what Yirmiyahu did, this Avla that he did. It's the words are cryptic words that they're sending to Marukva. Imrus Imrulai. The Gemara said to Marukva, go tell him, meaning that you have some sort of bailus, halachic jurisdiction over him. Alma dainunu aton, you judge him. And then it says, Hisu of Yeru, Panainu Betvaria. Then it says, and send him over here to Tvaria so that we could judge him. I don't get it. Either you have jurisdiction over him, or we have jurisdiction over him, and you don't have jurisdiction over him. Well, what exactly is the story over here? Does the local Bezdin have jurisdiction over him, or does he need to come to the Beis Avad, to Tvaria, where he can be judged? Shadru Ahacha. It seems like they were telling him, send him over here. Ela Hakam. Imrulei Dainu Natan. So the Gemara says, no. Really, the Dayani Tvaria were telling him, you could judge him, you have jurisdiction over him. You could judge him. Itzayas, if he listens to you, great. Itzayas. If he doesn't listen to you, meaning he's not makabel to be dan, then the local bezin send him over here and we'll judge him. Rav Ashi Amar, no, a different tarot. That it was talking about dine knosses, and we know that in Bavel they weren't smachim, and therefore they couldn't judge dine knosses. So why they says you see him? They wanted to give kavod to Marukva, and they said you judge him, but really. In all honesty, he wasn't able to judge him because he wasn't a musmuch and he couldn't judge him. I just want to end off with this. We saw on the Rav Ami kicked the Talmud at the yeshiva because after 23 years, he went and he was Megala Soid of Lashon Hara in thing. So very quickly, it says that there was a shaila in the Tshuvas Mishnah Alochas. It says they sent him a shaila. A Talmud went and damaged Yeshiva's property. And they wanted to go and kick him out for doing this. He went and made holes in the wall. But they said that they're afraid that if they kick him out of Yeshiva, he's going to go off the derech. What's the halacha? Can they kick him out of Yeshiva for causing monetary damage to the Yeshiva or not? So the Kovitz Yeshur and the many, this is a shaila that's been handled throughout the generations. And we know, L'samad Adam Reyacha, that how serious it is, the question of sending a boy away from Yeshiva. I rather heard from Karev, a minor, and this I heard from the actual Bala Maisa, that he went to Reb Chaim Epstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was, we know, the real Bala Achrayas of the Dar, Talmud of Reb Aaron, and he said this over actually publicly by a dinner of his, that Reb Chaim, he came to take a fahar by Reb Chaim, and he was in an Adatang yeshiva, and that yeshiva, as my Karev said it, ended his contract early and sent him to go take a fahar by Reb Chaim. Gave him a schus of the middle of his man seeing Reb Chaim Epstein. So Reb Chaim gave him a fahar, and Reb Chaim asked him, gave him the whole fahar, and he asked him all the questions. And he said, okay, Lamaisa, I don't think that it's the right yeshiva, you know, right now, middle of his man to go, it's complicated. Basically, go find another place. So he called his Rebbe back in the Adatan yeshiva, and he said to him, Rebbe, listen, it didn't go. Reb Chaim didn't accept me. He says, go tell Reb Chaim that you have nowhere else to go, and you know, tell him this, the gravity of what's going to be if he sends you, if he doesn't accept you now. So this person called up Reb Chaim and he says, I just want to let you know that I understand, but I don't know how many movies I'm going to watch between now and the next man when it's convenient for me to get chavrusas in yeshiva. So I just wanted to let the yeshiva know that. And this is what he said over at the dinner of the yeshiva of Zichron Melech. And Reb Chaim said to him, okay, Shachar's tomorrow, 7:45, we'll see you then. And Reb Chaim took a chrayas, the chrayas that he had, that he couldn't take a chrayas at a person who doesn't have a yeshiva. It's one thing for you not to be fit for a yeshiva, or for the yeshiva to lose damages from you, but it's another thing that to take a chrayas for the averes that are going to come out for you not being in a yeshiva, Reb Chaim couldn't fulfill that. And that was the tshuva that was sent to this Mishnah Halachos in the Kovetz Yishurim. But the bottom line is that when it was sent to the Milka Shloima, and they asked him, can we send out this yeshiva? The answer was unequivocally that if he's mazik, other boys in the yeshiva, whether it's Ruchni or Begashmi, then that's a reason to send them out. But otherwise, to stam send out a person in the yeshiva is something that we don't do and cannot be found a hetafor. Obviously, the Hilul Tana of Ami, the Amur of Ami, who sent them out of the yeshiva, felt that he was mazik, or justified the sending of out of yeshiva. But this was just an interesting child that was sent to the Mishnah Alachas and the Kavitshurim and Kashleima.